I'll share one of my perspectives on why I fit as a Quaker. And this is not to say that there are no other alternatives out there that will be good for myself or others too. But one of the things that was acceptable in Quaker circles is I was supposed to speak from my experience as opposed to here's a list of things you believe or here's a list of things that you're supposed to do that's just out there. I was never told that I should believe something, but rather I was given a laboratory, if you will, where I could experiment and find out what was true. And I think that this is a key part of what I consider a better approach, is to have it experientially or experimentally established what you do, as opposed to here's your list, just accept it on blind faith. Blind faith is probably not something that works real well for me. As a physicist, if I come up with a hypothesis or a statement, I like to test it and find substantiation in favor or against, and that applies to spiritual things as well as nuclear power plants. I wonder if that played any part in what worked for you about this community.
I also really like the idea that we speak from our experience, that we tell our own stories. That part has been a very powerful and meaningful part of being a Quaker. The challenge for Quakers, though, is that in order to have experiential knowledge of science, you have to have experiential knowledge of science. We either have to accept what those who do have experiential understanding say, or we have to neglect it. I saw a discussion between somebody who said he wants to understand every issue himself, and a climatologist said he doesn't come close to understanding every issue himself. He has to trust people who are in 90% of the fields of climatology. He has to trust their work because he doesn't have any experiential understanding of that. And so either he rejects and ignores it, and that is wrong, or he accepts it. That can be a challenge where people want to broaden the experiential understanding without the experience. So I can't have an experiential understanding of most fields of physics. I've done some working in national labs as part of Make Science Teach Smarter projects. They were wonderful, but I just don't have the same experience beyond that limited work in the laboratories that informs so much of what goes on in the science community. That work did give me a real sense that people didn't just make stuff up. You know, when this stuff makes it into the magazines, there's been work behind it, there's thought behind it. Even if it's very confusing, quantum is terribly confusing. Huge fields in science are terribly confusing. The people who have studied the science overwhelmingly are pro-nuclear. Overwhelmingly, they say it's safe and necessary. There isn't a disagreement in the community. You can't go to a major report that says it's dangerous. You can go to a major report and say we need to do things differently. For example, after Fukushima, there will be a lot of analysis, but the agreement about nuclear is necessary and it's relatively safe, that the scientific community agrees on. I see the difference not just whether you've had a little bit of science or very little science. I think it's whether or not that's a group you choose to pick a fight with. Georges Monbiot is a well-known environmentalist. He's well-known on the left. He used to be anti-nuclear, he moved to being neutral on nuclear, and then with Fukushima he moved to being positive, totally in favor of nuclear power, and began debating people on the issue, and as a result of the debating he actually became much more knowledgeable. His reaction to Fukushima is, you give us a once-in-a-millennium tsunami and that's all you get? You know, that's a relatively small danger if that's all that can happen. Using the oldest nuclear power plants that are out there, and he stopped being anti-nuclear. And he has said, he is fighting with the Guardian, and others are fighting with the Guardian. This is the UK Guardian, it's a left-wing paper, saying if you accept scientists on climate change, you need to accept them on nuclear power. You can't just pick and choose and say, okay, scientists know what they're talking about here, and they're totally clueless there. So the question isn't so much about the technical bent. The question is, are you going to fight with the scientists? Are you going to say that, and I don't mean individual scientists. All individual scientists are going to be wrong to some extent. But the science community, the process of discernment that goes on in that community, I think that's a more important question than what your technical background is.